Marcus Sahaba, online radio, broadcasting to South Africa and all over the world.
Beautiful, mashallah. Beautiful, beautiful. Wednesday morning on our program, The Bliss of Marriage. I know you were waiting for the program. We are here. We do apologize about yesterday. Unfortunately, I could not make it, but please, I ask for maaf, for forgiveness on this beautiful Wednesday morning. How's all the listeners, by the way, of Sirius FM, Haji Yusuf Asmal and Haji Faisal Asmal and company? I hope everyone is doing well, doing awesome in the Springs. And how's the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah? And I want to welcome as well the listeners who are listening to us via, of course, our decoder, all the way from Durban, the Radio Al Ansar listeners. I want to welcome you guys as well. And I want to welcome my engineer, brother Tobella, who's full of humor this morning. He knows that when you hear the bliss of marriage, you must know there's guns firing from all cylinders. Not firing, guns firing from all cylinders. Yes, my beloved, beautiful, warm-hearted listeners, my name is Arafat bin Ibrahim Hatia on this beautiful Wednesday morning, the bliss of marriage, between now to 12 o'clock, part 2. Well, the 31st of July 2019, which is also the 28th of Dhulqa'dah, 1440, and we know that Dhul-Hijjah just around the corner. Many people are asking questions about the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. Mulana, what should we do? Mulana, do we do this? Somebody actually asked me a message this morning on As-Safina to Ilal Jannah. Mulana, can we get married on the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah? But nevertheless, you know, last week we were saying love is in the air. Love is in the air. I'm going to tell my beloved Ustad. Let's go to him first, and then I'll tell you what's our topic this morning. Ustad, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Umrana, how are you this morning?
Alhamdulillah. And yourself, Ustad?
Shukr. For the grace of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, all is well. And yes, I think our listeners and our listenership are really excited, and the manner of presenting our show solely for educational purposes and solely for the pleasure of Allah, and we never ever try to criticize or mean bad. We have no rights whatsoever, whatever the circumstances are. We don't have the right to judge. Allah is the best judge. Yes, we can give advice. Ad-deenun nasiha. The whole of deen and shariat and Islam is about advice. And that's what we try to do on Markaz-e Sahaba. Yes, we have a challenging topic. Mm-hmm. Because it's so close to each and everyone's heart. Mulana, marriage, love, respect, children. All these are important components that makes up the ummah. And it's the duty of ulama, whether it's the masjid, whether it's the classroom, whether it's the radio station, to bring this to the fore so that, alhamdulillah, somebody's life can change. Mulana, we don't know. By listening to the discourses that we normally discuss, Allah gives tawfiq, Allah opens the heart. Somebody's heart becomes soft, somebody becomes more kind, polite and loving and forgiving. So that's our niyat, Mulana. Whenever we try our best on radio to say a few things, it is not ever to mock somebody or to laugh at somebody or to judge somebody. It's never, ever. Then it will lose the whole essence and thawab and reward if we are going to be judging people. That's not our duty, and we don't have the right to do that.
Subhanallah. 0847863132. That's our WhatsApp number to the international overseas countries, +27847863132. Before I begin with our topic this morning, Ustad, where are you at the moment? So at least I know that you're not going to fire from all cylinders. I need to know, are you in Ladysmith? Are you in Durban? Are you in Newcastle, G?
No, when I was in Durban yesterday, I came back last night. Now I'm back in Ladysmith.
Ameen, inshallah.
And I'm coming, inshallah, maybe tomorrow to Lens, inshallah.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. We're waiting for you, Ustad. Ahlan wa sahlan. Ustad, secret nikahs. secret nikah. We know it's permissible. And, you know, I'm going to debate with Ustad this morning. I know Ustad is going to say, well, this is not right. That is not right. You know, why secret nikah? Nikah is a nikah, Ustad. So, I don't know. There's a sister that asked me yesterday, of course, that, why is this happening in our Muslim society? Ustad, and it's happening, my beloved, beautiful listeners out there. You know and I know, this is happening everywhere. Secret nikahs. And I want all the listeners to share. Wherever you are right now, 0847863132, you can share with us about your secret nikah. Ustad.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد فانكحوا ما طاب لكم من النساء مثنى وثلاث ورباع
سبحان الله
وقال تعالى في مقام آخر وعاشروهن بالمعروف وقال تعالى في مقام آخر هن لباس لكم وأنتم لباس لهن قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم النكاح من سنتي قال فمن رغب عن سنتي فليس مني أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله مولانا العظيم. Hazrat Maulana, our listeners, brothers and sisters, it's a beautiful topic, secret nikahs. Why should we make it secret? Let's do basics first. What did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say to you and me? He spread the message of nikah in the masjid. Announce the marriage in the masjid. That's the sunnah. That's where barakah is. That's where khair is. But we have exceptional situations. Because if a person decides to make nikah secret. As I said, the sunnah and the law is clear.
Indeed.
Make and announce the nikah in the masjid, preferably on a Friday, after Asr. Great sawab, great reward to make our nikahs and perform our nikahs on a Friday. Subhanallah. So let's stick to basics first and get this so that none of our listeners misunderstand us that we are promoting secret nikahs. No, we're not. Definitely not. Each circumstances is different. But the general rule, announce your marriage in the masjid and make it known to the public that so-and-so has made nikah to so-and-so. That's the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Number two, what are the conditions for nikah, Malana?
Can I stop you there just before you give us the conditions, Ustad? You mentioned earlier on, my ears are on you. You mentioned that that's sunnah to announce the nikah in the masjid. Am I right, Ustad?
Correct.
Yes, correct. So, let's say if we don't announce, the nikah is still valid, yes or no? Then you can move on.
The nikah is valid, Mona. Okay, that's right. What I was going to say. Condition, as you stopped me, the condition for marriage is that the person that's getting married, the bridegroom and the bride-to-be, inshallah, first of all, they must be Muslims, both of them.
Indeed.
Number two, they must be baligh, they must be mature. Number three, they must be aqil. In other words, they must be able to conduct their own affairs. They have their own intelligence, they have their own thinking, they have their own way of conducting their matters. And they must be, alhamdulillah, ba-akhlaq. They must have good akhlaq also. There must be a mahar that's stipulated. So say, for example, Banana, you and I are two witnesses to a marriage. A person comes to me and says, Banana, I want to get married to this sister here. And would you two of you be a witness to this marriage? My first answer to him will be, brother, why don't you have this nikah in the masjid? Why don't you get family members around you, inshallah, to support yours and your wife's family?
Very true.
That would be the right thing to do.
Very true, Ustad.
Let's start it off on a good footing. But because there are circumstances, there'll be war in the family, there'll be war between husband and wife and children and everybody. And I want to save myself. The biggest point must be, Mawlana, I want to save myself from zina. At all costs. It is sad that sometimes we prepared to turn a blind eye and put it under the carpet. I know my husband is having an affair. It's quite clear. I can see from his clothing, from his dressing, he's coming with perfume, he's coming with lipsticks on his shirt. Gee, you want me to go into details? Mawlana, is shocking. To what degree? Gee, there are sisters who are checking the underwear of their husband if they're coming from somewhere else.
No, no ways, Ustad. No ways, no ways.
No, no. Wallahu lazim, I won't take wallah. I'm talking the reality of the situation. To see whether this husband of mine is coming from somebody else, to that degree they're doing all these things. So the question here is, sometimes we're prepared to tolerate, I'm not saying all the sisters do this, that it's fine, my husband can have an affair, he can go and do what he wants, but as long as he comes back to my house, he sleeps on my bed, I have all the luxuries that I have, I'll condone that and let it happen. Turn a blind eye. But let the same husband say that, no, I love this woman, inshallah, I have made firm intention to get married. I'm a very sexually active individual. I'm very healthy. I want to save myself from guna and masiyat. And for this reason, I would like to make nikah again. Not because you have fault in you. Not because you're not good in bed. Not because you have these weaknesses. No. I just, this is my feeling within me that I want to save myself from zina. Well, now we've got to look at it holistically. And I know the sisters are going to be up in arms with us. Gee. So the point what I'm trying to say here is that it is sad that we're prepared to accept our husband making zina with the woman. We know it's quite clear. But let him come with a proposal and say, I want to make nikah. I want to fulfill my duty and protect my iman and my modesty. And I think, inshallah, I want to also share what Allah has given to me. I also want to share it with somebody else. And then see if all hell breaks loose.
But what's that?
You do that over my dead body. You give me my talaq now. Or you're out of this house. These are, I can imagine the shock that some of the women go through sometimes. But we need to sit down holistically and think, okay, what is this husband of mine saying to me? What is my duty and what am I allowed to and what am I not allowed to say?
But I see the sister is saying from Marlboro that Mawlana Salim, this only happens in our Indian Muslim community. I mean, where the parents, they feel that it's a disgrace in their family or it's a slap on their faces. So the sister says this only happens in our Indian Muslim community. And there's another one here says, Ustad, this is from Durban. Mawlana Salim, very good topic, very interesting topic. Mawlana Salim, every married man have, she says here, every married man has to have an affair. Every married man has to have his eye on other women. Is this true or not, Mawlana Salim Karim?
Mawlana, let's change the question around. Take an interview and ask any husband that is married, that would you like to take a second wife or a third wife or fourth wife? Leave the third and fourth out. That is far-fetched.
Indeed, indeed.
We can't even look after one wife properly. Okay, I'm just saying, I've got health conditions. I'm not physically fit. I'm not sexually fit. You must see the remarks of the sisters, Mawlana. It is some embarrassing. I'm not going to say this, but he wants to take a second wife. He can't even fulfill my conjugal right. What hack are you going to fulfill of another person? So the sister that asked that question, she can't brush everybody and say that all men are like this. No, that's not correct.
Yes, Ustad, correct.
Let's turn the question around. Ask every man who's married, inshallah, would you like to have a second wife? Mawlana, I'm not going to guarantee you, but I'll tell you, almost 90% of men will say, gee, I would like to take a second wife.
Hmm.
Why?
Hmm.
Allah Ta'ala has given men ijazat. My DNA is different. My body is, I'm just trying to look at it from a health point of view and how my body functions. I'm saying the word is, I want to save myself from zina. I don't want to be committing zina. That's the worst guna that I can do on the surface of this earth. So I'm going to take steps which Sharia has allowed me, inshaAllah al-Aziz, to save my iman and save my akhirah. There's some men, they're doing it because of fun and pleasure. They have become sex addicts. I'm not talking about them. Those are abnormal situations, Mulana. But I'm talking about a genuine situation. Here is a person, alhamdulillah, who says, for the pleasure of Allah, I want to do this. So am I going to fight with him? Will society fight with him? Would he become the black sheep of society?
Ustad, you said 90% of the men would say, of course, definitely they would love to take a second wife. Then why 90% our sisters in Islam, they will say, hell no, I don't want my husband to take a second wife. I don't want to be shared. You know, there's somebody says that Maulana Salim Karim, please change our Muslim sisters' mentality. This only happens in the Indian community. This is anonymous sister, Ustad.
That I think two people have already said this.
Yes.
This is
in
Indian tradition, or this is the Indian mentality. Alhamdulillah, everywhere in the world, if you go, especially where there is Islam, alhamdulillah. Yes, maybe we're not 100% on deen and sharia, but the basics of marriage, alhamdulillah, everybody understands well. It's no problem in the Arab world, Mulana. It's a sunnah because they're following the Quran Kareem. They're following the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yes, the criteria is equality and justice and fairness, whatever it is. I can take three wives or four wives, Mulana, but I must be fair. There must be justice. There must be fairness. There must be equality. Yes, love. Even Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Rabbul Alameen, oh Allah, I love Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala the most. Oh Allah, I don't have control of my heart. I love my wives. I love all of them. Rabbul Alameen, I love Hazrat Aisha the most. So now, how do you measure love, Mulana? To say, no, I'm giving this wife this portion of love and I'm going to give exact portion of love to the next wife, is not possible. It's very difficult. Even Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we need to change the mentality. That's correct. لا تعطى لمخلوق في معصية الخالق. You will not listen to any human being in the disobedience of Allah. And many times the sisters try to refute this ayat of the Quran. Some modernist, feminist, they say, no, this is not on. And Allah Ta'ala says, فَانْكِهُ مَا طَابَ لَكُم مِّنَ النِّسَاءِ مَسْنَى وَثُلَاثَ وَرُبَعَ. It's not what you wish. What you want, you must do what Allah wants you to do. And if somebody is trying to be, inshaAllah, following the ayat of the Quran, and as I said, doing it for the right reason, for the proper reason, as I said, if you are doing it for lust, you're going to be punished by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Ustaz, let's take that word out, right? Let's remove that word lust. Let's just say the guy is doing, alhamdulillah, he's got good intentions, he's doing it fair, he's justice as well. He's doing everything right. But still, the first wife is not going to accept. The sister says here from Springs, she says, Maulana Salim Karim, I would love to have your email address. She says here, could you please explain on air why we Indian women can't accept for our husband to take a second wife? This is a sister, anonymous sister from Springs. Very good questions. Could you please explain on air why we Indian women can't accept it? But to start, let's open the airwaves. We can't accept it. Let's be honest, Ustad. Whether it's an alima, whether it's a student of deen or not. Come on, Ustad.
No, Mulana, there are sisters out there, Mulana. Let's not generalize. Alhamdulillah, they have understood Shariat as much as it's painful for them. It's as much as it's hurting to them, Mulana. But in the end of the day, you know, what is the purpose of a wife? To'inuhu ala imanihi, you know. that she's helping to save his iman. Imagine, Mawlana, my husband is coming, committing zina. Allah's lanat on him. Allah's curse is on him. He's coming into a pure home where there's deen, where there's namaz, where there's tilawati Quran, there's happiness and joy. Why do you come here and pollute? You want to get married? Alhamdulillah. Take care of me and my children. Alhamdulillah. Be fair and just. And I think the mistake is, Mawlana, two ways here. The way I look at this, I'm subject to correction. I think the biggest mistake here is that the wife thinks that she owns the husband. And when it comes to talaq, the husband thinks he owns his wife. You own nobody. We belong to Allah. Why I'm qualifying this statement, Mawlana? When it comes to talaq, the husband says, you can hang till the day of Qiyamah, I won't give you talaq. I'll punish you, I'll show you. Or since when do you own your wife? And number two, since when do you become a slave of your husband, or your husband is your slave? So you can't do anything without my permission. As they said, we want permission. Allah Pak is giving permission. So, yes, etiquette dictates that if I intend to do this, sit down and talk to your wife. All your children. Because now I see children are disowning their fathers because they all want to side with their mother. They all are, alhamdulillah, sympathetic towards their mother, and they will do what the mother says. They're not realizing. All right, Mawlana, let's take it this way. I may have a wife that is sick. Either sick mentally, she's got no control of her mind, she's sick, she's born like that, or something happened to the accident, or whatever, this Allah's will.
Yes, Ustad, as you're saying, Mawlana Salim, I had a motor car accident 12 years ago, which left me paralyzed from the waist down. When I came out of hospital, I gave my husband permission to get a second wife, and he refused. Ustad.
Subhanallah. I mean, look at Allah Ta'ala reward the sister because she's, I mean, paralyzed waist down, which means that she will not be able to fulfill the conjugal rights. But she's prepared to make qurbani and say, never mind. My husband, Allah has given you, you are young, alhamdulillah, you need to enjoy your life and what I can't give. It's not in my hands, I'm paralyzed. I'm giving you with the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, you need to commend, we need more sisters like that. That they're looking at the iman and protecting the chastity of their husband, Mawlana. May Allah give us that jazba. I know you will tell me, Mawlana, I can't share my husband. There is no ways, I might as well die. It's not what you want. What Shariat will say, inshallah, what Allah wants us to do, and what Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's directive is, inshallah, let's follow that. So, yeah, see, here's a perfect example, Mawlana. Something can happen. Now, am I, maybe somebody say, look, Mawlana, I want to have children. My wife, after doing all the tests, all the fertility tests, and all the doctors, gynees, and all the fertility clinics, I've been to every doctor, I've come back. There's no possibility and chance of me falling pregnant. And she says to her husband, I'm giving you ijazat. I know you love children. You want your name and your generation to progress, inshallah. I'm giving you ijazat, please. Go and marry somebody, inshallah. Maybe Allah will bless you with a child. And we all will be one family. How nice that could be, Mawlana.
Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah.
Why do I have to go and adopt? Yes, if you want to adopt, alhamdulillah, that's also a way of, inshallah, bringing a child into your life. Fine. But inshallah, everybody wants their own child. I want to be the biological father of my child. So let's look at it in that way, Mawlana.
So, Ustad, if you know, if...
Our sisters there, Mawlana. I want those sisters who are going through some hardship and difficulty. Maybe we are missing a point. From a feminine point of view, Mawlana, from a woman's point of view, I would like some of our sisters, inshallah, to come up in this discussion and say something for us.
Yes, I've got it. I've got it for you. I've got it for you. It says here, okay. Can I share my story with the listeners? And this is strictly anonymous, Ustad. Strictly anonymous. She says, I was well known in my community, Mawlana Salim. And every friend and relative kept on asking, why aren't you getting married? Why you're not married? Why don't you get married? What's keeping me not to get married? Not knowing, Mawlana Salim, that I was married already, but nobody knew, not even my own parents. Yes, Maulana Salim, I'm 33 years old. Yes, Maulana Salim, I married a man who's married already. Yes, Maulana Salim, I became the second wife. I'm reading as we go along, Ustad. I became the second wife. Yes, Maulana Salim, I have chosen this. I have chosen this. Nobody has forced me to be a second wife. So here's the big problem, Maulana Salim. How do I tell everyone in my family, my relatives, my friends, my community, that I have made a secret nikah? What will the people think of me? And what will happen to his first wife if she has to come to find out? She has three kids. We both agreed to keep our nikah a secret till death do us apart. What do I do now? Could any sister advise me? Please, to all the sisters, yes, get married. Even if you're the second or the third or the fourth wife, but don't keep it a secret. Ya Allah, help me. Strictly anonymous, Ustad. Now, Ustad, how are you going to solve this problem? Because here there's so many. I don't know, Ustad. I don't know.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. First and foremost, it is heartening that a sister is explaining her plight. And that is why I said in the beginning, Mawlana, there'll be khair and barakah if you announce the marriage, make it known. You see, the biggest problem is we worried what society is going to say, what Mr. X is going to say, what Mrs. X is going to say. My question is that you need to ask yourself this question, that what I'm getting myself in, is it according to Sharia? Is it my Allah-given right that I should get married, inshallah? I know my parents won't agree. I know they won't agree, whatever it is. But Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I think it was Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala or during the time of Rasulullah. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala asked the person, aren't you married? And he says, no. In fact, Rasulullah Park sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the incident took place. Are you married? He says, no. Do you have the means to look after a wife? He says, no. Do you have something that you can sell and inshallah look after your wife? He says, gee. And the third time, I think Rasulullah Baqir Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked him the third question, and he says, no, I can't manage. I have these things, but I'm not married. Rasulullah said, then you are the brother of shaitan. You are the brother of shaitan. Allah has given you health. Allah has given you wealth. Allah Ta'ala has given you deen. You have everything that fits the criteria of nikah, and still you're remaining unmarried. I think Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, subject to correction, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala said to that person, then you are the brother of shaitan. The sister did the right thing. She wanted to get married.
Indeed.
But I think the way they went around it, now obviously, my father is asking me, but Betty, why aren't you getting married?
Ya Allah.
See, there's proposals coming and here now I'm sitting, mum, which is not right. You owe this explanation to your parents.
But how, Ustaz? How are you going to do it? How are you going to do it now? I mean, it's going to cause...
Maulana, when you decided to do this, Maulana, you should have taken all things into consideration of what's going to be the repercussion.
Allahu Akbar.
Let there be a bang and an explosion in the beginning.
Sure.
Nobody will talk to you for 6 months. They'll hit you also, Maulana. They'll bash you up. Fine. It's temporarily.
Allah.
But eventually, they will come to terms and accept. Now, it's going to be a very difficult situation for this sister. Because she's going to now tell it to her parents that the reason why I'm not getting married is that I'm already married. And not only that, I am a second wife.
Allah. So, Ustad, let's solve this equation. You and I, Ustad, come on. The sister is listening to us. How do we help her? Let's just say, point number one, what does she do? Does she confront her parents? Because it's going to blow out. It's going to blow up, whether you like it or not, to start.
Someday or day, Ramana, 10 din ka chor, 1 din pakra
jayega. Ah, sahi baat.
10 days rogue will get caught one day. I don't mean it in that sense, but what I'm saying, somehow, someday, the truth will come out. That's what the person who's now his first wife, she'll pick up the vibes. She's got three children. He's got three children from her. One day you are going to make a slip up.
Yes, I was coming there. Exactly, Ustad.
Whether you like it or not. And now then, are you ready for the war? Are you now ready for confrontation? It's more more humiliating now than if you did this in the beginning and said, never mind, daddy, I want to marry this person. I want to be his second wife. You all agree or not? Alhamdulillah, I'm going ahead. It's known to the parents, so they know now what face she's got now. She's also worried. They are worried. People are asking her. She's well known. Maybe she's a very beautiful lady.
Yes, Ustad.
There's so many suitors waiting for her to propose for her. And she's keeping quiet because obviously she's somebody else's wife. So I think the whole thing that they went about with Mona was not the correct procedure.
Mm-hmm.
They could have achieved this in a better way, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, because remember, Mona, tomorrow, if that husband who married her but dies tomorrow, I'm going to put this question now.
Ya Allah, Ya Allah.
She has to sit in iddat. One. Number two, she's going to inherit from him.
Hey, Ustad, now you got me. You got me, Ustad. You got me.
No, Malana, it's a serious thing. We're not looking at it from a broader picture. One, she's going to sit in it there. So somebody is going to somewhat pick it up that why is this sister wearing, you know, just normal clothing? She's withdrawn. She's crying. She's depressed. She's not going to any function. She's not going out.
Yes.
Nothing. She's sitting in her it there. One. Number two, that husband who she secretly married, in terms of Sharia, it's a valid nikah, shahidaki, zawajaki, the fiqh ibarat, that your two witnesses have married you.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'll just give you an example.
Uh-huh.
If I bring a young lady to you now, with two witnesses there, and I say, Monana, in the presence of the two witnesses here who are Muslims, baligh, aqil, intelligent, I'm marrying so and so with the mahar being stipulated, this amount of mahar, ji. And I ask the sister, do you accept me in your nikah? And she says, ji.
Mm-hmm.
Nikah is valid.
Yes, nikah is valid, Ustad. 100%.
Shahidaki is zawajaki. Your two witnesses have married you. Whether it is sunnat way of doing it, that's definitely not the sunnat way. But technically, is this marriage valid? Technically, it's valid, Mulana. Ask the Muftiyan Ikram, they'll tell you. Ask them, write to the Darul Ifta. And ask them, is this marriage valid? So my biggest worry is, Mulana, that husband dies tomorrow. The wife with his children, she gets 1/8 of the estate. Now it'll be 1/16. Her share will get even more lesser. So we need to be careful when we do these things, that we embrace this thing in terms of Sharia. Let's be honest, Mulana, will that person that husband who passes away before that, you think in his will he's going to write that I've got a second wife?
No ways. No ways.
And she's going to inherit? No ways, Mulana. And I'm going to be gunegar in the kabar because I did not provide for her. I did not give her inheritance in terms of Sharia. So these are serious implications, Mulana. Make dua. Ki Allah Ta'ala give us understanding. It's not the best of situation. Allah Pak doesn't put, wish Allah Pak doesn't put any one of us through this. What this sister is going through. We have to help her. We have to find some way, inshaAllah, to somewhat break the news. How it's going to be done, they would have to sit. She and her husband will have to sit and find a win-win situation.
It's going to be hard. It's going to be very hard.
Definitely.
I see all the sisters are standing with that sister. Somebody says here, Allah reward you, my sister. You have the guts. Wish all other sisters can be just like you. That's one. The other one says, Maulana Salim Kanim, what do you mean as much as it is hurting to them? What you mean hurting? You just said it's a sunnah. Don't twist your words, Maulana Salim. Other women need to accept its reality. Wow. Ustad.
Maulana, there was jealousy amongst the wives of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi salatu wasalam. I think it was Hadrat Safiya radiallahu ta'ala.
Correct.
Anha. One day Hadrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala said she is fat and short.
You're correct, Ustad. Ji.
And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam reprimanded her. And said the words that you said, if you have to wash it in the seven oceans too, you won't be able to wash it. Don't do that. So they have their differences. They said things to each other. It's a natural thing Allah has kept. Illa mashallah, as I said, they are still sisters. I know of a case. two wives.
Mm-hmm.
Was in one of my cousins.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. They wore the same shoe, same style of shoe, both the wives.
Mm-hmm.
They wore the same outfit, same color outfit, the same pattern, same style. You won't know. You think there's a twins, two sisters. SubhanAllah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They were happy. They stayed with each other. They looked after each other. They took care of each other. They treated children of each side, alhamdulillah, like their own children. SubhanAllah. There are people out there. Again, we go back to mentality. We go back to Shariat, we don't have a problem, Mawlana. But if you're going to dwell in the past and you're going to dwell on tradition and mentality, then till the day of Qiyamah, we will not find a solution and we'll be discussing this topic over and over and over. My nasihat and advice that if your husband comes to you and says, I would like, inshallah, to settle again, I'm informing you, I know you will not accept this, but I'm going ahead, inshallahul aziz, and I will make the nikah. Straight jacket from the... She doesn't have to hear it from the sisters there now.
Yes.
In different weddings, yes. In different functions. You know what? I saw your husband with another woman. And that's gossip now, because obviously he's made nikah to her. Again, he also is responsible by not telling. So can you see the confusion, Mawlana? The misunderstanding, the miscommunication that happens when you are not clear and straight in your decision.
The sister says, Mawlana Salim, that I beg to differ with the other ladies who say it's an Indian mentality of accepting another wife. Our forefathers from India had more than one wife, especially when they migrated and the wives were okay with it. In my opinion, Mawlana Salim, it's a Western mentality. Come on, sisters out there, grow up. This is the beautiful deen of Allah. Anonymous sister, Ustad.
SubhanAllah, I commend that sister on that point. 100%.
She's right, Ustad. She's right.
1860, when I think the first ship from India came.
Uh-huh.
Mawlana, SubhanAllah, if you really want to see what was brotherhood and sisterhood.
Ya Allah.
Mawlana, they were separated. Some of the families were separated. When they landed on the shores of South Africa, Mawlana, the lady was all alone. Her parents didn't accompany her. Something happened along the way. Her husband must have died on the ship. We don't know.
Allahu Akbar, Ya Allah.
Mawlana, go into the history. Look at the surnames. I did some research on this, Mawlana.
Jesus.
Alhamdulillah. Our great-grandfathers and great-great-grandfathers had three wives. They had four wives. They had 50 children, 40 children, 20 children. They understood Shariat better than you and me today. We got so much of deen and Shariat in us, Mawlana. We haven't understood the simple sunnah of Rasulullah. They maybe didn't have education, but somewhere along the line, they knew what Islam is all about. Mawlana, imagine they took a sister in and said, I'm marrying you, you don't have anybody, all your family is in India. Gee, you'll become vulnerable, you'll be abused. A person marries that woman. Mawlana, I know of so many cases. See, give life to somebody, give some happiness to somebody, give some security to somebody. Don't you think that you are also going to earn sawab that if your husband, provided he's justified in this decision, and he looks after another widow or a divorcee, alhamdulillah, and he shares time and his wealth with her, with this niyat, Allah Ta'ala protect her and her children, don't you think you as the wife are going to get sawab also? Addalu alal khair kafa'ilihi. If you're, inshallah, going to accept and agree with your husband, then okay, fine. As long as you treat me with fairness, again, I'm repeating this word over and over again, justice, fairness, and equality. Don't you think that Allah will give you ajr? She may be a divorced woman who has no family. She may be a widow who doesn't have anything. Nobody, husband is gone, no family. And you take the cuddles and say, never mind. Let me provide a home for her. Let me give her a life also. And I will not neglect my family. That's for sure. Gee, Mawlana. See, everyone gets, Mawlana, it's a beautiful saying, three things everybody gets in this dunya. Number one, Allah Ta'ala gives you a woman. Allah gives you wealth. And Allah Ta'ala gives you children. And three things create enemies and animosity. Again, woman, Is it? We see now, if I have to get married to another wife, there'll be war. There'll be enemies, Mawlana. Number two, wealth. Look how we're fighting like cats and dogs in our own house.
Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah.
Because the sister is not getting her inheritance. The other brother has taken the other brother for a ride. Because I ran the business, you know, so I'm in charge of the whole business. Dad is no more. Deprives the other brothers from their inheritance. Deprives the sisters from their inheritance. Mawlana, they even deprive their mother. The mother gets 1/6.
No way, Ustad. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah.
Mawlana, you have no idea what's happening in society, Mawlana. There are cases where the person is not even giving his mother. The husband passed away, or he passed away. Are we not following Shariat?
Haq. Haq, Ustad. Haq.
Ustad,
we've got exactly 10 minutes left. I've got about over maybe 10 questions here. And I think today, I think the sisters are, some of them are fighting with us. Some of them are not fighting with us. Somebody says here, only sister who did this will side her. But as the sisters of they were first wife, will they like it or not? No. I think that's regarding that sister that shared her story with us. Somebody says here, Mawlana Salim, our Rasul sallallahu alaihi was very fair with his wives, but you can't say that about our men of today. Mawlana Salim Karim, let's be honest, if my husband can guarantee me that he will look after both of us equally, I can give him ijazah to marry again. But tell me, Mawlana Salim, if he brings a sweet 16, will he bother about me? No, that's a chance I have to take. I don't think so, because I gave him the best years of my life. I can add more, but we will leave it at this. Anonymous, please answer me, Ustad.
First and foremost, I want to tell the sister, you are beautiful in your own way. You don't have to compete with another one.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu
Akbar. Simple. Allah has made you beautiful. Allah has given you beautiful qualities. I don't want you to compete with a 16-year-old. Allah has given you maturity, alhamdulillah. Allah has given you lots of other beauty. That is why your husband married you the first time. See, don't try to be in competition with somebody. That's one nasihat I'll give to you. And I rightfully said that if he treats you fair, alhamdulillah, that's what I'm saying, and I'm going to harp till the end of this program, that if there is justice, equality, and fairness, then there is nothing wrong, inshallah, to allow your husband.
So
what I mean allow, it doesn't mean that it is preconditioned that until the first wife doesn't give permission, you cannot get married to the second person. There is no such thing in Sharia.
So Ustad, as long as he's fair and he's justice, are you giving ijazat? I mean, if you ask my opinion, if the guy is fair and he's sincere and he's just, will you and I give? I will give him ijazat, Ustad.
I will take it. I will take it on one condition, Mawlana. Are you doing this because of lust? Don't camouflage this thing. Because Mawlana, that's the truth. Sometimes we say no. We want to do it according to Sharia. I want to do this. I'm not saying all. But some of the people out there, men, they use this as a camouflage.
So
the bottom line is because of lust I marry.
So listeners out there, whoever is listening, of course, on the Sirius FM.
Change your niyat, yes, Mawlana. Your right niyat, alhamdulillah, then there is sawab and reward. And I'm not giving you a blank answer to ijazat for men to go and take second wives here. And I'm not saying to the sisters, you will just go and become second wives. I promise you, those sisters who have become second wives, 98.8, I'm putting it this way, are suffering.
No, Ustad, don't say that, Ustad. Don't say
I'm
that.
I'm serious, Mawlana.
No, Ustad.
They don't see the second wife equal, Mawlana. She is a spare wheel. I'm sorry to use that word.
La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah.
Mawlana, the injustice, as far as time is concerned, care is concerned, quality time is concerned, Mawlana, they are just a convenience.
I want to ask the listeners, do you agree with Mawlana Salim Karim, what he just said now? Come on. Just send the word agree or don't agree on 084-786-313. When Mawlana Salim Karim says, my Ustad says that 98.6%, whatever, the second wife is suffering. Am I right, Ustad?
That's it.
All right, so I'm asking the listeners out there, do you agree or don't agree? 084-786-3132. Ustad, somebody needs assistance here. I'm from Azadville. My husband has got a second wife. I'm so hurt and broken, Mawlana Salim. I'm only 29 years old. I just found out last week Friday that my husband took Of course, he got married to a second wife. What must I do, Mulana Salim? Must I walk out? Or should I just make sabr and move on? It's very hard for the sister. This one says agree. This one says agree to Mulana. This one says agree. This one says no. Not at all. This one says 50-50. This one says Mulana's got a point. This one says, Mulana, you hit it. Wait, let me read this. This one says, the thing is, this one says, Mulana, you hit it on the nerve. Well said, Mulana Salim Karim. Thank you, Mulana Salim. You hit it on the head. Ji Ustad.
Mulana, the sister who found out that her husband has taken a second wife, first and foremost, we sympathize with her. Okay, because emotionally she is going through trauma. Somebody again needs, whether she must walk out or not walk out, I said, don't give up on your marriage. Mm-hmm. Fight for your marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Maybe, as again I'm saying, Mulana, the sisters and our wives also need to up their game. Mulana, you can't be living in the past.
Mm.
You have to, as far as being attractive for your husband, taking care of your health, taking care of your household matters, keeping your home neat and tidy, being an excellent partner in bed. Mulana, this is important.
Mm.
People may say, but Mulana, what you guys are talking here? There's so much that the Sharia has given ijazah. But because we shy, because we come from an old school of thought, we're orthodox in our thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And today, if you look at what's happening in the world outside, Shaitan is there. He's looking, and Shaitan is driving you in that direction. So again, I'm saying, Mulana, I'm not saying all the sisters, but I think they also need to look smart for themselves. They need to be presentable. Mm-hmm. They need to be attractive for their husbands. They need to keep their homes neat and tidy.
Mm-hmm.
They need to, mashallah, take care. This is very important. And more so, Mulana, do the best when it comes to feed your husband and your children. There's all the time buying out, Mulana. It's not about fashion, Mulana. It's not about luxury.
So
this is what nikah doesn't teach you this. You know, as somebody said, you know, I'm not perfect. For that sister, I think maybe this quote fits very well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not perfect, but I am a limited edition. I have my own beauty in me. I have my own, alhamdulillah, good things in me. I may be not perfect, but I'm a limited version. Number two, you. Y-O-U. You want to know with whom I am in love with? Want to look at the word you. Y-O-U. Want to know what I am in love with? Read the first word again.
Subhanallah.
Mona.
Subhanallah.
You want to know with whom I'm in love with? So build on that. So that you can say this to your husband and your husband can say it to you. That I'm in love with you.
Ustad, quickly, Ustad. 3 minutes left. Your solution to the sister in Azadville. Just short and brief, your solution. Walk in, walk out. Quickly, Ustad, your solution.
Inshallah, my nasiha to her, she should fight for her marriage, one. Number two is, inshallah, she need to sit her husband down and ask him that, you know, what wrong have I done or what am I doing wrong that drove you to go and take a second wife? I think there should be communication. They should sit down with each other and, inshallah, maybe a counselor or an alima or an alim for him to sit both of them down and, inshallah, give them nasiha in terms of shit. But she should not walk out of her relationship. She should not break her marriage.
2 minutes, sir, to 12 you are.
Marriage, inshallah, and make dua. Get up at the tahajjud time. Oh Allah, you are the Malik of my husband's heart. Rabbul Alameen, turn his heart towards me.
Allahu Akbar. You know, Ustaz, the damage is done. So if I'm the sister, this is my advice, my nasiha. If I'm the sister,
okay.
Call your husband and tell your husband to call his second wife. Sit down and solve the problem in a nice way, in a decent way. You don't need to fight. Maybe, who knows, maybe Allah can put, that softness in both of them, where they should be, become friends. You know, somebody is also saying, tell Mulana Salim Karim, why can't the first wife and the second wife become friends? It's so unfair. One is saying,
Mulana, well, there's one case. His wife got so angry, she offloaded all her clothes of her husband. She took it on the pavement and she lit it up. Fire, bonfire. You're laughing. you become so angry, Mulana. I understand how they feel. I mean, they hurt, Mulana. She took his entire wardrobe in bin bags and she put it onto the pavement and she lit it. Go and stay with him. Don't come here. Don't touch me. Allahu Akbar. Anger won't solve the problem. Never make a decision in haste. And never, ever make a decision when you're angry.
Ustad, it's a minute.
You are hurt.
Ustad, it's a minute left. Quickly, I've got two questions. One is that my wife is against me because I want to go to Palestine and choose a woman from there to be a second wife. And Maulana Salim, you know what's happening in Palestine. There are a lot of our sisters out there. They don't have a family. They don't have a roof on their head. What do I do? Should I go ahead or not? This is a brother asking, Ustad, from Johannesburg. I mean,
if he's happy and he can take care of his wife and his children, there's no need for that. This is my honest opinion, that if his wife, alhamdulillah, is taking care of him, it's not easy, Murana. If everything looks rosy in the first week of your marriage, 2 weeks after that, 3 weeks after that, then when the tamasha starts, Murana, when there's demand for money, there's demand for time from the second wife, we fall flat on our back, Mulana. Then we make excuses.
You know,
I say, treasure what Allah has given you. You see, Mulana, every year we take the diamonds and the gold to the jeweler to value it. So every year, you don't say, oh, you know, this gold is now, you know, old now, 2 years old now, let me give it away. What you tell to the jeweler? Polish it. Polish the diamond and polish the jewelry and give it back to me. It's treasure.
Subhanallah.
It's mine. Alhamdulillah.
I'll
so
fight.
Your wife is like jewelry and diamond. See, every year you keep polishing her. Inshallah, keep making her feel wanted and loved. And Allah asks, yes, if you still feel that in the end, I still need a partner, then discuss it with your wife. And if she doesn't agree, and obviously, you have a right as a man to make a decision.
Ustad, a Durban listener says from Umslanga Rocks, if the men out there, if they know they're making nikah, which is halal, why keep it secret? Why keep it secretive? Why keeping it quiet? Come on, men out there, if you guys want to get married, yes, you get married, but don't keep it a secret. To end the show, somebody says here, Maulana Salim Karim, you are truly, truly right. Don't get married in a secret nikah. I married Maulana Salim Karim. I decided to take a second wife, which I got married, but secretly, Maulana Salim. And it was my wife's sister, and we kept it hidden. And nobody knew my question, and nobody knew. My question is, people are saying the nikah is not valid. So why did that Maulana perform the nikah? I mean, I didn't know it's not permissible. What do I do? How do I tell my second wife? I mean, we married for 6.5 months. What if my first wife finds out? It's a sister.
Yes, Mulana, it is haram to marry two sisters in one go, in one nikah. Likewise, it is haram and forbidden to marry an auntie and niece together in one nikah. Yes, if the one sister is divorced or the one sister passes away, you want to marry the second sister, alhamdulillah, you can do that. First of all, the nikah is not valid at all.
But
whichever Mulana made that nikah, he either made it for bucks, Mulana.
Yes.
He's going to go into Jahannam also.
Ya Allah.
For inventing a haram, he knows very well what Quran says. Antajma'u bayn al-ukhtayn. It is haram to marry two sisters at one go. Allah Ta'ala has kept the izzat of the womb of the mother. Both of you came from one mother, one womb. That muhabbat and love and sila rahmi is of utmost importance. So the second nikah is not valid at all. She should take her stuff and her things and go back home.
Ya Allah. Allah.
And then Maulana, whoever did it, I think he should be brought to book.
Yes, Ustad.
I don't know who it is, Maulana. These are the people, unfortunately, some of them. Sometimes they have no knowledge of Sharia and they do things for money. Anybody, you can ask anybody in the world, Maulana, can you marry two sisters one time? Even a jahil will tell you he's not jahil. And here is an alim who is making that nikah. For what? For money. May Allah protect us, Maulana. Barakallah.
Ustad, we have to leave it there. The sisters in Australia say, Maulana Salim, you men out there don't know a human's heart. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Ustad.
No, we know, Maulana. We know. Alhamdulillah, no.
Let's leave it there, Ustad. Allahu Akbar. Let's.
Inshallah. Allah Ta'ala reward them for listening and their input also. And obviously, they're living in a very modern country, and it's a real challenge. to look after your deen and keep your deen, and Allah Ta'ala keep them firm on deen and istiqamat of deen, and then Allah Ta'ala continuously take work of deen from them also.
Somebody says, tell Mawlana Salim Karim, old wives are Mercedes Benz.
Old wives are Mercedes Benz.
No, the old wives are Mercedes Benz. It's Ustad, it says that the old wives are Mercedes Benz. But anyway, Ustad.
Yes, Mawlana, Mercedes Benz, the old Mercedes Benz is a million times stronger, better, and faster than the local ones. The
ones. But the local ones are Golf 7, you know, the GTI, the Ferrari Porsche.
Mawlana, when you take these cars and knock it on another car, it all goes into pieces.
Ah.
So the Mercedes, alhamdulillah, will stand.
Faith. Subhanallah. All is gold. All is gold.
All is gold. All is gold. Look after your wife.
Okay. Ustad, let's leave it there. Let's leave it there. We say Jazakumullah khair. Of course, tomorrow night at the discussion, Ustad, myself and you, inshallah. So, Ustad, quickly, a few nasiha from you. Just 30 seconds, Ustad, before we go for the news.
Now, first and foremost, Mawlana, whatever you do, always be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't let your nafs get the better of you.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, Mawlana, you desire something. But look at it long terms. I've got children. I've got my daughters to get married. I've got my son to get married. I need to be a role model.
Yes, Ustad. Yes.
You know, I think this is what I think as parents, we need to have this Allah conscious. Yes, Mawlana, there's so many things I want. You also love certain things, Mawlana. You desire it.
Mm-hmm.
But you fight your nafs and say, never mind. Though it is jais for me to acquire that. It is jais for me to take that. But I will make sabr and I will sacrifice. And be happy and content with what Allah gave to me. Mawlana, in today's financial times, Mawlana, it is impossible to run two homes. Equally.
Yes.
10% hisab. No ways, Mawlana. No ways.
Anyway, Ustad, let's leave it there. Let's leave it there, Ustad. Jazakumullah khairan. Requesting for du'as. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That was my beloved Ustad, Hazrat Mawlana Salim Karim. We leave it there and we see you tomorrow morning on As-Safinatu ila al-Jannah.